Big announcement for Mayor Dobies today. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good. Tell everybody about your news.
Yeah, so we are excited as we continue to work through the pandemic and kind of come out the other side of it and get our economy back working again. We're excited to welcome the Michigan AFL-CIO Workforce Development Institute's Access for All program to Jackson. Jackson was one of the communities that was selected for the expansion of Access for All, which is a construction industry-led public-private partnership that really helps as a apprenticeship readiness program to take people in underserved areas and build the pipeline through training to get them into the construction industry, into skilled trade jobs that have high pay, good benefits, and it's a way to not only build some economic stability in our community, but to build financial stability here as well.
We also have Cheryl Sanford with us. She's the CEO of the Workforce Development Institute. Cheryl, thanks for joining us, and can you tell us a little bit about the program?
Yes, well, thank you for having me this morning. We're really excited about the expansion of the Access for All program in Jackson. The program was developed about 7 years ago to help create a pipeline of talent for the construction industry. And the program started in Detroit, you know, as a way to connect residents who probably always wanted to work in construction but weren't quite sure how to get started, maybe didn't have the skills necessary to get into an apprenticeship. And the program was initially funded by the United Way. Since then, we've been able to serve over 350, residents in Detroit, and we also have the program in Battle Creek and Kalamazoo. But it's 272 hours of training to help prepare individuals to go into any of the building trades occupations.
How do people qualify?
Well, we are scheduling some outreach activities in Jackson since we plan to launch the program in November. So people will be able to sign up to attend information sessions and really determine if this is going to be a good fit for them. And I know that you'll be getting a lot more information about those recruitment and outreach activities. But, you know, basically, if they're over the age of 18 and they have an interest in doing this, we can help them with things like driver's license reinstatement. We do a lot of math preparation because for most of the building trades, it requires really good math skills. So those are the kinds of things that we prepare them for during the training. Health and safety, blueprint reading. They get hands-on experience actually working alongside skilled tradespeople. And that helps make a difference in, of course, our connection with the building trades and the AFL really helps to facilitate placement in the industry.
So this has worked in, Battle Creek, you said?
Detroit, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek, yes.
So how's, would you obviously deem it successful?
Very successful. We have recently received additional support from the state of Michigan, which is what's allowing us to expand to Jackson and also Saginaw. We're looking at partnerships in Grand Rapids and Muskegon as well.
Derek, how does the city play into this?
Well, I think, you know, part of our activity as a partner, and I know that the Jackson Access for All rollout has a, you know, kind of local board of partners, both within the construction industry, in the education community, and kind of within the workforce development community and the city. We're a partner in that. I think, you know, what we are interested in most of all is helping to promote the Access for All apprenticeship readiness program to people in the city in particular, because we have, you know, we're a city where one in three live under the federal poverty level, and probably two and three are asset limited, income constrained by the United Way standards. And so I think there's a real struggle here, real hardship here, but also that means real opportunity to institute programs like Access for All and use them to lift up people that suffer from economic instability, financial instability. What we're excited about is the fact that the Access for All program has pretty way above average, I think, rates in terms of outcomes, with 83% of people becoming employed afterwards. And those are going into good skilled trades jobs, making over, you know, $20 an hour starting out with full benefits. And that's, you know, that's just starting. I mean, that's, you know,
sure,
more than double the minimum wage. And those are, those aren't just jobs. Those are careers, right? And
yeah,
I think as we think about getting out of the pandemic and some of the recent conversations we've had, you know, we got to start to look to ways to build back better, to emerge from the pandemic, not only with people getting back to work, but getting back to working at good paying, quality jobs that you can sustain a family on.
Cheryl, this is obviously a natural for AFL-CIO, the Development Institute.
Yes. Yes.
So what if somebody's interested, Derek, are they just wait and see what happens next, or is this program ready to roll?
Yeah, I think they're taking signups now, and I know that you know, anybody can reach out to the city and we can help connect them back to the Workforce Development Institute. I know they have a website as well. They hired Caitlin Lewis, a local Jacksonian, Jackson native, to help with the institution of the program, the recruitment of the first cohort of, I think, 25 people from, you know, underserved areas across our community. And we're also going to be tabling at Southside Summerfest and other events across the community. So people should see us out there, and you know, we'll be continuing to do outreach into the community in the next couple of months here before the whole program kicks off later this fall.
Cheryl, pretty exciting program, and will this continue to expand, do you believe?
Yes. That's our plan, to continue to expand the program wherever there's a demand for skilled trades labor, and also in partnership with the building trades. So we want to make sure if we're training people that there's a demand for that kind of labor in the area. We don't want to train people and then find out, you know, we can't assist them with placement or apprenticeship opportunities. So we receive inquiries weekly about expanding into new communities. So it's a project that we're really excited about.
Yeah, that's all we hear every day, that there's jobs out there and nobody to fill them.
Exactly. And this is one way, as the mayor said, to be able to train people for opportunities. A lot of people are coming out of the pandemic and looking for perhaps new opportunities. They want to change careers. And this is a way to do it, and the program is free, so that makes a huge difference. And it's, you know, apprenticeship is the other 4-year degree. It's a way of getting an education that you don't have to pay for. So just trying to help people understand that this is another career pathway.
Yeah, and as Mayor Dobie said, it's these are more than jobs. These are careers.
Exactly.
Yeah, and as Cheryl's probably being a little bit modest, you know, we've heard the adage that there's jobs out there that we just can't get people back to work. Well, not everybody wants to work minimum wage while having to figure out how to deal with childcare and every other issue they have going on in their life. So there's a, I think, difference between good paying jobs that you can raise a family off of and buy a house off of versus some of the jobs that are out there that pay minimum wage that, you know, employers can't figure out why they can't recruit and retain good talent. These are careers. You know, Cheryl's also, when we spoke about the program, not only do they work to pipeline their cohorts of students into the skilled trades, but those that aren't picked up for apprenticeships, they're putting right onto job sites, job shadowing people in those trades jobs at more than $15 an hour, and they have a number of people through a fast track program down in Detroit working on the old train station that Ford's rehabbing into their autonomous electric vehicle hub. So, I mean, there's opportunity. I think that Cheryl and her team have done great work over in Detroit and Battle Creek, and we're excited to have them come in here to Jackson.
Cheryl, we should mention too, we lost the mayor. There is an age bracket we're looking at here, isn't there?
Well, you do have to be over the age of 18.
Yeah.
And that's a requirement for going into the trades. You know, we don't deny service to anyone, but you do have to be able to do the work. So, you know,
yeah.
It's if you're probably my age, you might not want to start out a career in construction. It's hard work,
yeah.
But so we do orientation sessions to help people, first of all, understand the nature of the work, the requirements, the commitment that they make going through this program, because it doesn't seem like a long time for a life-changing career. But if you're already struggling, you know, with housing, with childcare, it can be a 8 to 9 weeks can seem like a really long time. So we add additional supports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can assist people with childcare. We do provide a stipend while they're in training. It's not much, but it, you know, would help an individual with some of their bills. We do provide transportation assistance. We can provide clothing, tools, things that graduates will need to go to work once they complete the program. So we recognize that that's a challenge for a lot of people, as the mayor said, and we build that into the program, which is a little bit different from a traditional training program, you know, where you pay your money and you go to school and you're kind of on your own. We provide wraparound supports to make sure that people are going to be successful.
Cheryl, we appreciate the visit. Pretty exciting news today, teaming up with the city of Jackson.
We are definitely excited and looking forward to a successful kickoff in the fall.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Cheryl Sanford, who is the CEO of the Michigan AFL-CIO Workforce Development Institute, with the mayor.